Shit. What's up, y'all? Welcome back to She Gets a Pod. Y'all see the title. Today I want to talk about, it's about the way you act. The way you act. Because what you're saying is probably not matching what you do on a daily basis. What you're saying you want is not going to come to you if you're not doing things actively to go in that direction. And every time you wake up and you don't move towards the momentum of getting the thing that you say you want or where you want to be in life, you're lying to yourself and you're lying to whoever you're lying to. Okay? If I don't see what you say you want on a daily basis through what you do, you're lying, all right? And my thing is, I love to help people who are willing to help themselves. A lot of people may grab this, grab that, because it's going to help me do this. I have this program, it's going to make this better. But you don't practice in that program. You don't learn what you can learn about the product that you bought. You just think because you have a thing or this shoe costs this, it's going to get me into these rooms. It's going to make these people attracted to me because I have this shirt. Nobody gives a fuck, right? And the way things are being so duplicated or faked out, bootlegged, if you will, we don't care. We don't care if it's real. We don't care if it's fake. Do you know how to put it on? Okay. Do you know how to make the look work? And a lot of people can just only buy expensive shit, but they don't know how to mix expensive shit with shit that's not that expensive and provide a look. You just look like a motherfucking mannequin. Okay. You look like a, it's giving BBL. All right. It's giving BBL, it's giving everybody has one, it's giving what's next. And I love honest effort. And so when people say, oh, I'm doing this, or I'm not going to have that, oh, this is the type of house I'm going to have, oh, this is the type of car that I'm going to have. But every day, you on the block doing nothing. Every day, you calling out of work or, you know, you got a reason why you're not where you need to be, or you don't want to work today, or you complaining about having to have a job. So how you think you're going to get those things? Okay. How are you getting those things? Are you scamming out here? Or are you selling your box? All right. You could be with less than you need. Right. And I could see you, but because you show effort, I'll show up for you. I'll help you. But I don't like helping people who don't help themselves. I don't like helping people who don't learn their lessons. I don't like giving people advice who have never experienced hitting bottom. Because it becomes pointless and you become a boomerang. And you become a problem in my ass. And the last thing I need as a mother of two and working corporate is another problem in my ass. Okay? So, effort, I just want y'all to know, is a choice you make on a daily basis. It's not a choice you make once a week. It's a choice you make every fucking day. You have a choice to get up and do what you need to do in order to do what you want to do. You have a choice to show up for your child or not show up and then complain about why they don't call you or why they don't want to see you or... Because you don't exist because you're never around. Thank you so much for checking out She Gets It Pod. My name is Shan. I am the creator of this podcast. I've been doing this podcast since March of 2018. Damn. A little dusty. But I appreciate you. If you would like to support this podcast, you can. With just a click of your button on your phone, your Android, or your iPhone, okay? You can go to any podcast platform, leave me a review, Let me know who you are, because I might want to find you on social media and thank you. And tell me what you think about the show. Or you can go to She Gets It Shop, buy yourself some merch, support me. And there's a link in the podcast notes of every episode where you can donate directly to Red Circle that will support this podcast. Till next time, don't do nothing I want to do. I ain't got no bail money for you. Don't call my phone. Do not DM me, okay? Y'all thought I forgot. I didn't forget. I still got table topics cards, y'all. Haven't really done two or some or one in months, but I decided to do one for this episode. So table topics are basically cards with different questions on them and different themes. The stack I have is what would you do? And it makes you really think about different shit. So table topics, you can use my code ShambiPodden in all caps to get a discount off when you order your own. But I have two cards here, two questions. First question is, how have your morals changed through your life? I realize that we have been told a lie when it says crime doesn't pay. Crime does pay, because these politicians are lying and stealing. These people in corporate are lying and stealing. People who play with people's coverages are lying and stealing. This government is trying to get us to retire at 75. Are you serious? What the fuck are we supposed to do at that age? My knees are clicking now. I'm 36. I don't know why this episode come out. Maybe it comes out after my birthday. I don't know. But no. So I constantly see people, mostly white, get away with the most and do the least and punishment. And I'm just like, crime does pay. You just have to know how to maneuver it. So that has changed. Also, I feel like people that commit certain crimes shouldn't be allowed to get 3 meals a day and cable and a library and internet access in prison. We need to bring back the guillotine. I truly feel that, okay? If God wants to talk to me about that, I'll see him when I see him, okay? Next question. Is there anyone you wouldn't show compassion towards? Let's elaborate. People who commit crimes with children, people who commit crimes with the elderly, and doctors who knowingly could have done something for their patients but choose to do the lesser and multiple patients end up dying. And this government U.S. system that's knowingly allowing companies to put chemicals in our food that is giving us the cancers that these insurance companies and pharmaceuticals want to make money on. So it's like this constant rotation of I could have eaten better if I was provided better, but I wasn't. Or this food is all I can afford, which is not the healthiest, which leads me to go to my doctor to discover that I have now a disease or a sickness which needs medicine. So I have to put my money into pharmaceuticals and my health insurance rates go up because I'm actually using my insurance. And everybody gets paid. She Gets It Podcast will be right back. This podcast is sponsored by BetterHelp. It's early in the year. Christmas is done. Happy New Year's were said. We heard them, okay? But how do you feel? It's tax time and frustration is on the rise all across the board. Layoffs are still happening and people have lost loved ones. And the way that life was being lived in 2023 is not what's happening at the beginning of this year. You just need some relief. But sometimes going out with friends or going out with family and talking to them is not help. It's not helping. And it's okay. Sometimes you need to find a way to climb out of your thoughts in a positive way. If you need professional help, try BetterHelp. They will work right with you. Contact www.betterhelp.com/shegetsit. You can get started today with 10% off your first month with BetterHelp to get the relief you need. to be your best self again. Do not sit in those thoughts. Get the help you need today. Now back to the show. And I get a lesser life. When y'all could have just provided food that was healthy with restrictions for these companies in the first motherfucking place. So yeah, my compassion has shifted. But those are my two Table Topics questions. Again, my stack is called What Would You Do? You could get your own on tabletopics.com. Use my code ShambiePodden for a discount. Now, back to the show. You don't present anything to make a presence. Okay? Children can't miss what they don't see, what they don't have, what they don't hear. Okay? So learn to motivate yourself in order for you to show up for yourself. And maybe someone will see you and might want to show up for you. That's how that works. Everything you say you want should come out by me seeing the effort you put into doing something better that you say you want. Learning about something that you want to do like you say you want it. And those who do not have to say that they want a certain thing is because they show me that they want a certain thing. Be the fact. Don't talk about it. I hate people that talk about greatness but don't know how to show up in it. It's giving liar, liar. Okay? Are you Jim Carrey or no? And I do like that. I do like that film. Okay? I love that film. But I don't want to see it in my friends. I don't want to see it in my partner. I don't want to see it in my kids. I don't even allow my kids to brag about something if they're not showing up in it. And I don't allow my kids to find problems and why they don't have this or they want money if they're not putting forth effort into making something that creates money. Being consistent. No one should have to tell you how to show up for yourself. You should automatically want to do that. Me personally, I have a problem where I can't do one thing without doing another thing while I'm doing that one thing. And that's because I'm trying to figure out how I can duplicate myself so I don't have to work as hard in my 40s or in my 50s or in my 60s. Because when you live in the motherfucking United States, there is never a time where you don't have to consistently be paying on something. Or there's never a time where your money levels out with the need and the time. You have to constantly be creating something that's bringing in income, growth, and is growing, right? And that's all I'm trying to do. I'm trying to create things from thought that continuously keeps bringing in income. And in order to do that, I have to figure out a way to work while I'm working. And that's in the effort, okay? So the effort that I have is always in the reflection of what people may see me doing, what people may see that I'm marketing, what people may see that I'm pushing. I keep creating because shit got to get done. All right? No one should be taking vacations that ain't working. No one should be taking vacations that's not showing up for their kids. No one should be taking vacations when they spent the whole year lacking. No one should be taking vacations when they're in debt. No one should be taking vacations when they robbing Peter to pay Paul. Let's be fucking for real. Make sure your effort is shown in the reflection of what you're getting done. Because if it's not mathing, you should be working. You need to put a bit more effort, knees to chest, in that shit. Thank you so much for checking out She Gets It Pod. This podcast has been brought to you by Red Circle. If you will be so kind to donate to your girl so she can make more things happen for this here podcast, more options, because more options is what we want in the future, please donate to the link in the show notes. I appreciate you. She Gets It Shop is still available. I appreciate you. Please leave a review because I motherfucking appreciate you because you don't have to be here. You could be listening to something else. You could be listening to some of today's horrible ass music that's on iTunes, but you're here with me. Thank you.